You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Joining us right now live from Berlin is the Associate Global Editor of the Daily Mail Online, Jake Wallace Simons. He is following the manhunt for the terrorists, the suspected terrorist who plowed into that Christmas market in Berlin with a semi. Thanks for joining us. I know you guys call it lorries over there, a semi truck. A horrible story, but my understanding is that there is now a new suspect who the German police are searching for.
That's right. I mean, in the last 24 hours, the situation has really turned on its head. This time yesterday, everybody thought that the culprit had been arrested and was in police custody. They arrested the suspect shortly after the attack, when it took place on Monday evening, and took him in for questioning, only to release him the following day, saying that they'd got the wrong man. That prompted a good deal of fear and concern and even panic in Berlin. Police were advising everybody to stay indoors and not to frequent anywhere that was highly populated for fear that the armed and dangerous man would mount a second attack. And we haven't moved on very much from that point at the moment, apart from the fact that we've now got a picture of the man and we've got his name as well. So he's a Tunisian asylum seeker who came into Germany earlier this year. His name is Anis Amri. He's 23 years old and he has a track record of being involved with ISIS groups and with radical groups, both in Germany and in his hometown in Tunisia, which itself is an ISIS stronghold. So there are very deep concerns here in Berlin that this man is armed and he's dangerous and he's on the streets and he may be bent on striking again.
Jake, let me just ask the obvious question. How? How did we get the wrong man? How did these officials, how did the German police actually get the wrong official? And the most precious time after any of this is the first 24 hours. Why did it take 24 hours basically for them to realize this isn't the guy?
Well, I mean, this is the question that everybody is asking, because it does indicate that the police have made a pretty big bungle. I don't know if you say that in the States, but a pretty big error. Pretty
it
big
translates
in messing up this investigation. As you say, there's the golden time, the golden hour immediately after the attack when they made the arrest, and everything looks like it was in hand. But then it turned out they had no idea what they were doing. And only now, over the past hour or two, a new name and a new picture has emerged. Now, the police are saying, to make matters even more concerning, that they now admit to having found this guy's ID in the cab of the truck.
Ah.
So they found his ID and his blood, and they arrested another guy without even searching for the guy whose ID was in the truck. So this does seem to be very, very concerning indeed.
Our guest is Jake Wallace Simons. He is live in Berlin right now as we get the latest on the manhunt for this terrorist and the attack from 2 days ago. And I got to ask, the second that this occurred, I'm sure that the city and the entire country of Germany was on lockdown. It would be very difficult to leave that country without your papers being very heavily scrutinized. But when they had the suspect, when they thought they had their man, was that lifted? Was it were things, you know, sort of a little bit easier to move about? And is it possible that this suspect has already fled the country?
It's certainly possible that he's fled the country. I mean, the theory is that he's injured because the police have now said that they did find traces of his blood in the cab of the truck. And so it may have been more difficult for him to flee now than it was earlier. But this is all speculation. I mean, in theory, you know, you can move freely through Germany. There is little sense of there being a heavy lockdown here. I mean, police have advised people to stay indoors, but there isn't a heavy police presence on the streets, particularly outside of Berlin. Germany remains pretty much as normal. So it would be quite possible for this man to travel around Berlin and even to flee into another country bordering Germany. I think the thing that we need to bear in mind here is that there have been 7 Islamist attacks in Germany in the last 12 months. 21 people have been killed and more than 100 people have been injured. But people in Germany are becoming, in a way, used to this. Of course, they're angry and they're afraid and they're frightened, but it doesn't have the same impact as a completely fresh attack would have had. And in a way, this may be playing into the hands of the terrorist who's on the run and able to move more freely than he should be.
Well, I find it very concerning that you say there on the streets, there's not an obvious beef up in police presence. You would think the day afterwards, especially since he is still out there, that you would have a show of force. Why, you know, are people, the common people that are walking the streets, are they upset? Do they wish there was more of it, or are they, no, police back off? What is the person walking down, the average person, feeling right now?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are more police on the streets around the scene of the crime and in areas which are hotspots. But I think more widely in Germany, there are no checkpoints or barriers or many armed police. I think generally it's sort of playing into the German attitude, which seems to be to try to play down the threat for fear of further agitation. I think the German authorities are very keen not to spread panic. And in particular, they are very, very keen not to spread aggression or anger against the migrant community in Germany. I mean, let's not forget that 1 million new migrants have come into Germany over the last year.
Yeah.
And many of people that, from that community have been responsible for these attacks. And I think the real fear in Germany is that some serious unrest will be caused if police responded too much of a heavy-handed way. So I think their perception is there's a very delicate balance. But of course, that means that the average person on the street, they're very, very concerned because people are feeling vulnerable. They're not feeling protected. They're feeling increasingly angry at Angela Merkel, the Chancellor, and the government for letting so many people in without checking their papers, without checking them. And there is a great deal of alarm and anxiety and concern and anger here in Germany.
Yep. Well said, Jake Wallace Simons, Associate Global Editor for the Daily Mail Online, live from Berlin. Thank you for giving us the latest. And yes, the political ramifications for Chancellor Merkel and her party there, the fallout is going to be significant. And that's certainly a conversation that we will continue to have.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.